glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's there. Everyone loves you, we're glad.
Reading from Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 5. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. Oh, listening friend, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 8th, 2015, and Jason, you've coached me through this. I have my little list here, and I was trying to count up. Now, yesterday was our 19th birthday with Great News Radio. It was Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, that our first broadcast, we called it Sanctifying the Airwaves for God's Use. We led off with the Hallelujah Chorus. Phil Shepard narrated and emceed kind of the program. We recorded it at the Moody Bible Institute because we didn't have the studio set up yet. In fact, it was about a week later that we got all the equipment here in the studio. Many of these things, this mixer board is original equipment. So I realized this on Monday night that on Tuesday it was our, and I had to count. I was thinking, okay, 96 to 97, 1 year. So you can see I put all the years out. And then came the 19th, and then I started thinking, and I was asking you, well, when do we officially launch into our 20th year? And I guess that's today.
Today is 20.
We're now entering our 20th year of ministry, but we are celebrating this week our 19th birthday of WGNN, our flagship station, 102.5 FM. And so I thought, Jason, maybe I'd give our listeners a little history, a little background. And I found this in one of our older program guides. We gave our radio story and some of the background when the Singing Men was launched, then trips to Israel. And it was one of these program guides where we had some photos. Photographs and information about how to get in touch with the various programmers. And so I thought I'd walk through our timetable a little, giving God the glory because He raised up this radio ministry and how He continues to provide for it through our listeners. So one of our theme verses was, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. That's that James 4:8. And what I just read, the Habakkuk 1:5. And that was a verse, I don't know, impressed on my heart. Now, I know how often, and you would jump on that, we can lift scripture out of the context and try to make it say things that God didn't intend it to be shared or said or used in. But that verse was so rich with meaning for me because we just looked at the situation launching something that we had never done before. And yet I used the example of this radio ministry, God's divine sense of humor. He brought pieces together, brought the volunteers and the support and the circumstances, and now 19 plus years later, we continue to see Him use this radio ministry for His glory. So with that said, I want to give a little history. And yesterday we were getting a lot of Facebook likes from my personal page. I just said, happy birthday WGNN, celebrating 19 years, and dozens of people commented. So we'll get to those in just a minute. But for those of you unfamiliar with some of the background in this radio ministry, yesterday was the 19th year, but let me start back in 1995. A group of us, I think at the time six of us, established Good News Radio, Inc. We formally put together a board, and at the time I was in discussion with Cornerstone Community Radio about working with them to bring a radio ministry to this area. But I said to them at the time, this was back in the early part of 1995, we would like to control and oversee the radio ministry. We didn't just want to work for a group that had members out of state, because Cornerstone Community Radio had all the technical experience and the background in launching radio ministries throughout the country. But their board was from Florida, Wisconsin, and other states. And I thought, we would like to be the ones overseeing the ministry because we know the people here in East Central Illinois and wanted to have a more hands-on experience. And they said, well, you need to establish a board before we could even discuss or talk about this. And so we did back in October of 1995. We incorporated as Good News Radio, Inc., and we began formulating a plan to build and follow God's lead and bring in a new radio ministry to this area. And then through some incredible circumstances, and I won't get into all the background, background stories of how God pulled it all together. But on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, Great News Radio went on the air through the broadcast of WGNN on 102.5 FM, and we led off with Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was going to open the program with that. Maybe we'll close out with that song. But that was just the benchmark on Easter Sunday. What a great day to birth a radio ministry. On Resurrection Sunday, which we just celebrated together, and what a great day to birth a new ministry to the Lord's glory. And so we got on the air. We had a reception at Twin City Bible Church where we had radios in their multipurpose room and listened to some of the broadcasts and just celebrated. And yesterday we got a number of people just commenting on how they remembered where they were, or the circumstances, like their children all had the mumps that day, or someone was in the hospital giving birth that day, and there were anniversaries going on, and so many great feedback from listeners yesterday. And then on November 7th, so a little over a year, year and a half later, because of some of our signal not reaching the greater Champaign-Urbana area, we found that we needed a, they call it a translator frequency, like an additional frequency, a low-powered frequency, but it rebroadcasts the original programming. And so we launched on November 7th of 1997, 103.9 FM, and it was special how God allowed us to acquire that frequency because there was none left throughout the area. And through circumstances with working with WILL, we kind of swapped frequencies, a long kind of involved story, but that way there didn't have to be a legal battle and FCC involvement. And so they allowed us to move forward on 103.9 FM, and they moved forward on 101.1 FM, and we put that station, that translator frequency, on the air to better serve our Champaign-Urbana and University of Illinois students. And what's unique is the antenna is currently on, used to be the Wolfram Building, and used to be Fridays, but as we're on the top, we have an antenna up there, and so we get a really strong, clean, clear signal into the U of I campus, which is one of the few stations that you can get inside the assembly hall or other buildings because of all the competing frequencies and so forth. So we have a great signal there on the U of I campus. And then in 1998, the FCC approved and granted us a construction permit to put 89.3 FM on the air. And miracle stories upon miracle stories on how that all came together, how we acquired that, how Herb, the radio servant Ketchum, helped oversee and supervise the building and all that was donated, from gravel to road pack to a building to raising funds for the tower, getting the frequency on the air. And so that was just an incredible God sighting filled, I don't know, months of things going on. But on July 7th of 1999, WGNJ at 89.3 went on the air, and we birthed it with the first week of Christmas music. I remember those 90 and 100 degree days in the summertime of July. We were playing Christmas music. It was kind of a neat way to catch people's ears and introduce them to that new ministry. And so that was in July 7th. You'll see a pattern here. We went on the air April 7th, 1996 with 102.5 FM. Then on November 7th, 103.9 FM in 1997. Then on July 7th, I just had a thing about keeping it always on the 7th so I could remember what dates these stations went on the air. So a little nutty, but everything was on the 7th. And then when we, well, I'll get to 97.1 in a little while. Also in 1999, the Singing Men of GNN were established. That began just with me being out at the radio tower reading through the Psalms, and reading that Psalm 40, verse 5, that many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. No one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. And it's as if God breathed right into my mind and heart, gathering men to sing and declare his glory. And never being involved, people have heard this story many times, but never being involved in a men's choir, really not having a great interest in the worship part of the sermon, that's when I would read the bulletin, I'd goof off, tell jokes.
I never realized that.
I don't do that with you now, but growing up and for many years, that time was not as important. Now, I value it tremendously. and love music and love the singing men, but the irony was that God would use me to birth that idea. And so I called up friends, and within a few weeks, we had a dozen, and within about a couple months, we had like 50 guys gathering. And we formulated the Singing Men of GNN. And even right now, we're working on our third CD. And we've sung, I think, 17 straight years at Marketplace Mall, putting on Christmas concerts. So the Singing Men of GNN were birthed in 1999 in May. And I remember our first rehearsal. We didn't have a director or conductor at the time, and we just had hymnals, and we were outside Twin City Bible Church in the parking lot underneath a lamp pole trying to figure out where do we even meet. It was kind of, I think the next week we secured their adult Sunday school area, and then we got an area with the piano and then moved into the sanctuary, and then subsequently we're at Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church for a time, for a few years, and then the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years we've been at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, but God birthed them in 1999. And then the next year in 2000 was the first trip that I took to Israel. We started talking about that during the morning program. Listeners called in, were intrigued by the many sights and sounds and experiences that we shared during the program, asked if we may ever entertain the idea of hosting a trip. And so that led to our first trip in 2000, followed by a few more trips, and then we added the humanitarian mission trip aspect and have since participated in like 8 of those. And at this point, yeah, I've hosted or been a part of 27 trips to the Holy Land, which kind of was another ministry God led Great News Radio to develop or host and be involved in. And then in the fall of 2002, at the time, 89.3 FM was 6,000 watts. And through, again, God-ordained circumstances, I just thought I should call our engineer and ask him to do a frequency search to see if there's any possibility that our 6,000-watt 89.3 FM might be able to achieve more power. Because as a radio station manager, you always want more power. Mm-hmm. But it's illegal just to dial up the transmitter. I have to refrain from that temptation all the time because, you know, more power means more listeners. But legally, you can't just get away with that. So everything's regulated. And so I just thought I should contact Dick Van Zandt and see if he could do a frequency search. Well, it just so happened within a few days, some station in another state that had prevented us from any kind of power increase, their license had lapsed or something. And so there was a little window of time that if you file right away, there's a chance that you could maybe get a power increase. Well, circumstances, again, God's provisional care, divine arrangements, allowed us to move forward. And Dick pulled like 2 all-nighters to get all the details of this engineering report filed and submitted. And so 6 months later, they allowed us to go from 6,000 watts to 50,000 watts. And that's unheard of in this day and age because there's so many competing radio stations throughout the area, maybe even states away, that limit how far you can reach so you don't interfere with their frequencies. Well, we got that big boost, which happened in the fall of 2002, so many more listeners throughout Indiana and parts of Illinois could hear 89.3, nice, clear, and clean signal. And then, I guess about 5 or 6 years later, in 2009, September 7th, that magical 7, 97.1 FM went on the air on Labor Day in the Clinton area, serving as a translator frequency for the 102.5, the flagship. So that's like a repeater translator frequency, like 103.9. So we've had our host of 4 frequencies these past many years, and when we first went on the air and we were trying to figure out our call letters of WGNN, you have to pick out if you're on this side, the right side. If you're on the east side of the Mississippi, all the radio stations begin with W. If you're on the west side of the Mississippi, it's like K. So if you're in California, it's K103 or whatever. So we had to begin with W, and we thought, what should we start out our radio frequencies? And somehow we thought, Good News, GN. And then in my heart of hearts, I thought, Good News Network. But being one station, how could you talk about a network? But I like the sound of WGNN because WGN Chicago, name recognition. And people are very familiar with CNN. It has a rhyme. So I thought WGNN, we're your Good News Network. But obviously, again, at that time, I didn't tell anyone because how could you be a network with one station? But I thought being a visionary and trusting that maybe God had more for us, we could become a great news radio network. And we did. And in fact, I think I missed the one part, but I know at one point, it was a couple of years after we began broadcasting, all of our stationery, our logo, our radio IDs, all the things we'd say on the air was, "We're Good News Radio." Well, there was a station in California that filed a petition, a legal brief, that we weren't allowed to say we were Good News Radio because they were Good News Radio, mm-hmm. even though they're out in California. So we had to change everything, every logo. I think there's still a few things. Some of the old radio shirts have Good News Radio, but we went from Good News Radio to Great News Radio, and my whole campaign was, we were good, now we're great. We got better. So, hey, you're getting a, kind of 16 minutes into our program. You're kind of getting the host scoop on this radio ministry. Well, if you just tuned in, go to our archive programs page, and you can hear a little of the story behind how God raised up this radio ministry 19 years ago yesterday. So we're officially entering into our 20th year of ministry, and I just wanted to share some of those updates because we just marvel at how God has provided the volunteers, the staffing. Mm. It just goes on and on. I mean, I could elaborate, as you know, many, many stories on all those different points, how we have been debt-free from day one. We've never had a share-a-thon. We've never preempted programming to share various needs. They've always come in. Now, we've made needs known, but we've never had to, have a fall or spring share-a-thon. And we haven't had, business sponsors underwriting programming. We've been able to really just trust 100% of the support through the listeners. So all credit to them and how God has put it on people's hearts to get involved and to support us, how he's raised up incredible staff, fantastic board. Many of the board members are all originals, so they've been serving nearly 20 years now, or right around 20. Yeah, I guess around 20 years the board has been serving. I have, I think, four of the original members and a couple new the last few years. And the many hundreds of listeners and the dozens of people that have become founding partners and have financed and helped, and the businesses that have helped with equipment needs or the gravel or different things that we've put together to allow this radio ministry to move forward. And, oh, I could go on and on. Hey, how about we read a couple of the listener comments that were Facebook yesterday? I gave you a page and I have a page. The first two people were Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network, and he's currently a board member. He wrote, "Mark, it has been a great blessing to me personally to have joined you and the great team of supporters that gave birth to this gospel ministry." That was Phil Shepard. And then David Woodworth, who's with the Moody Broadcasting Network, he said, "Happy birthday, Great News Radio. 19 years and still proclaiming the gospel across cultures, across generations, and seeking to provide hope for all." Mm. How about you read a few through the very staged program this morning here?
Well, we'll just bulk some of these together. I mean, Cynthia Wassum, Shelley Chrisman, Heidi Hansen, Terry Lipscomb, they've all said congratulations, happy birthday, 19 years and still going strong. Stephen McClary, congrats, Mark. Stephen McClary being the director of the Singing Men. David Howell, Lolita Perdue, John O'Donnell, Nancy Angerer, all congratulations. Keep up the good work. Keep going. Nancy Schweitzer says, congratulations, Mark. Ed Sisko still speaks of being there in the station at its birth. We love the station music and the awesome GNN choir. God has greatly used your ministry you were called to, and God will greatly reward you for your obedience, faithfulness, and honor to his name. We love you and your family.
Hey, I like how you grouped that together. Let me do that too here. Angie Ruley, Laura Harper, David Groth, Leroy Powell, they all just short little happy birthdays or congratulations, great job. Janine Keller, who's been on a number of trips, the mission trips to Israel, congratulations, Great News Radio. You've been an inspiration for all of us these years. Your listeners have been able to enjoy teaching and music, being true to your mission. Wow, thank you. Denise Myers, Carolyn Eden, Barbara Bonacorsi, all congratulations. Great to be a part of the very beginning. God bless you for the faithful broadcasts of truth, hope, and love. You are a blessing. David Jankowski, he was one of our original board members. I think he just retired recently from pastoring in the Minoka area, I believe. Great to have had a tiny part in the beginning. Susan Wright, What a blessing WGNN has been to me and all within hearing distance, which makes it a blessing to all the world. Thank you for being there. David Hood, Armin Hesterberg, Stephen Seifert, Ken Rowe, Chuck Pryor. Chuck Pryor, he's WBGL's general manager, I believe. Huh? Yeah, he put congratulations, Mark Burns, Debbie Brown Phillips. Wow, hard to believe. I remember when I was in my house and I heard your voices over the radio the very first day you aired, hearing the then and new awaited Christian radio station. Ken Rowe, one of the first members of the Singing Men of GNN, we remember so well when WGNN first came on the air. All four kids were home with the chicken pox. You were and are such a blessing with this ministry. Leroy Powell, he writes from Arizona. Loved being there at the beginning and miss it here in AZ, Arizona. Thanks, Mark. Oh, many other comments. But
Larry Bunting put one on separately, I think, out on Facebook. He says, happy 19th birthday to WGNN with Mark Burns as general manager. You have been and are always been a blessing over the years. I know it's been hard, happy, sad, fun, and extremely interesting times. But with Jesus as your guide, you've blessed me and so many more. Thank you and happy, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Larry. He posted that in such a way, I think it's on his site, and then I...
For all to see.
Yeah, then I liked it or something. It's on our site, and so many other people have responded and celebrate what God has done through this radio ministry. 19 years for WGNN. In fact, entering today our 20th year of ministering and desiring to seek His will and His leading and His plan for all of us, and that'll probably include some kind of event next year, our 20th birthday. We just began thinking about that yesterday, and we're praying it up as a board and getting lots of input and advice and counsel and see how God may lead something special to gather us all together, because we want to celebrate His Word, His work through this radio ministry, and just the risen, reigning Lord that will return someday. So if we can help and assist and be a companion throughout the day or the night hours, then we want to do that as effectively as we can. So we always appreciate your comments, your input, your thoughts, your concerns, your prayer requests. If you'd like to write us today, that would be great. Our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. I'll say it a little slower. I know I've been pretty wound up today, Jason. Trust me, everyone, I haven't had any coffee or anything.
No cake?
No cake, nothing. Oh, yeah, I'll bring up the cake. I'll have to get a cupcake for you soon. But our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. We'd love to hear from you and hear how God is using this radio ministry in your life. Well, thank you, Jason, for letting me talk to you. Happy birthday, Great News Radio listeners, and thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.